The income capitalization approach aims to assess the value of an income-generating property by estimating its future income. This approach is different from the sales comparison and cost appreciation approaches. The income capitalization approach is particularly useful when working with investors and income-generating properties, since it provides a way to determine the present value of future income streams. By estimating the property's net operating income, NOI, and applying the capitalization rate to determine the present value, the income approach can help determine the value of an income-generating property. Understanding this approach is important when working with investors because it can help them determine the potential profitability of a property and make informed investment decisions.
In the income capitalization approach, operating expenses are the costs associated with operating a property. There are three types of operating expenses: fixed, variable, and reserves for replacements. Fixed expenses are those that are constant over time, such as property taxes and hazard insurance. These expenses are typically set by outside agencies and cannot be altered by the property owner. Variable expenses are those that can fluctuate based on usage or market conditions, such as maintenance, utilities, and supplies. These expenses are directly tied to the property's occupancy and use. Reserves for replacements are funds set aside for future replacement of building components that wear out over time. This includes things like roofing, VAC systems, and appliances. By setting aside money now, property owners can ensure that they will have the funds necessary to make these replacements when the time comes. Operating expenses are subtracted from the gross potential income to arrive at the net operating income, which is a key component in determining the value of an income-producing property. By accurately estimating operating expenses, investors and appraisers can get a more accurate picture of the property's income potential and overall value.
There are certain expenses in the income approach that are not considered operating expenses, such as depreciation, cost of mortgage, personal expenses, income taxes, and any expense that does not contribute to the operation of the property. Depreciation is not considered an operating expense because it is an accounting method used to spread the cost of a property over its useful life. Costs of mortgage are not considered operating expenses because they represent the financing cost of the property rather than the cost of operating it. Personal expenses and income taxes are also not considered operating expenses because they are associated with the owner's personal finances rather than the operation of the property. Operating expenses are limited to fixed expenses like property taxes and hazard insurance, variable expenses like maintenance and utilities, and reserves for replacements, which are allowances for future replacement of building components. By excluding expenses that do not contribute to the operation of the property, appraisers can accurately estimate the net operating income of the property, which is a critical component of the income capitalization approach.